this animal friends.
Hey guys, here's a really amazing story about a human who's become friends with an animal in Animal Friends. Angela Tinning, a 46-year-old finance manager, one day came home with a little kitten that they called Missy because she was a real diva. Missy didn't like hanging out with people. Typical cat.
Yeah.
But one day, they were all playing on the floor and Missy jumped on Angela's chest and she thought, oh, that hurt a bit. And then after that, whenever Angela was lying down, Missy would come over and lie on her chest and paw at her in one spot. And she'd move Missy's paw away and Missy would put her paw straight back on that part of her chest. After 3 months, Angela was getting really annoyed at Missy and she thought, this is nuts. Maybe I should go to a doctor and explain that my cat is bugging me. I don't know what to do. So Angela went to the doctor, explained the cat's behaviour, and then the doctor found that there were atypical cells and calcification and actually diagnosed Angela with breast cancer. And then she was able to get treatment and survive.
Cats can do this stuff.
Isn't that amazing?
Did the doctor say...
Missy saved Angela's life.
Yeah, so did the doctor say that animals can do that?
So Angela did say in an interview that she had heard that dogs have this kind of sense, that this is not an uncommon story, that dogs can kind of alert owners to particular things that aren't quite right in their body. But she's never heard of a cat doing it. And Missy was not even one. Missy was just like a tiny little kitten, but just knew that Mummy wasn't well. And then Mummy went to the doctor and then Mummy got better.
Amazing.
The
I will say,
story.
Cats do that though. They come with the paws and the pushing in and, you know, I'm just, could it be a coincidence or not? Because it's very baffling to me that a cat could actually do that.
You could be totally cynical and go, it's a total coincidence. But I think after 3 months of the cat bothering her that much that she thought maybe I should go to a doctor.
But I've moved, so what I'm saying is with a cat, I don't have a cat, but a cat will do that and then I'll move the paws and then the cat will just come back and do it again.
Where's the cat doing that on you?
Oh, just any spot. I don't really know. I never thought to go and get a check, friendly.
Maybe you should.
No, that's what cats do, isn't it? Isn't that what they do? I think it's a big, amazing coincidence, maybe. I think it's, what do you guys think out there? You
I
guys
just want to know where the cat is pawing at you and if you need to go and get anything checked at the doc.
No, that's just what cats do. But do you guys think of, coincidence?
That cat continued to get back onto the same spot.
That's what cats do, right?
Cats need things.
Yeah, they need things.
But so you're just saying it's a big coincidence?
Maybe.
We're not going to focus on the fact that Angela's completely fine now.
It's a kitten. It doesn't. It's just jumping up onto the chest of the... It's what it thinks its mummy.
If the doctor said, oh, my God, the cat is amazing, the cat has found this for you, then I go, okay, cool.
That but is
if
it's literally just her what saying, Angela said.
Angela, I'm not buying Angela. I'm not
How
buying Angela's
does
story.
How many Angela have?
I think just the one.
Just the one.
I
Missy,
haven't spoken
Missy.
To her recently. I don't know.
Found out.
I think it's just Missy.
She might have a few more, I think.
If one cat saved her life, why would you need more than one? You only need one cat to save your life.
Hey, an amazing coincidence is still amazing, Maz. And the fact that she's tied it back to Missy the cat.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe it was the meds from the treatment or something. I don't know.
Look at Maz's face right now.
She's
so
really disappointed. I really believed in that story.
No, I believe
it's
in
really
it.
It's really sad for you guys. That
I believe
you just don't
in it.
Believe in it.
I believe in it. And I just think it's an amazing coincidence. That's all.
Okay. Great. End of Animal
is
Friends.
Is she all right?
Angela?
Yeah, she survived.
She's Missy. A coincidence, but saved a life. Yeah, she's still alive today to tell the story, which is how we got the story on the show.